You know, if you're in that meeting room and you know you're not part of the game plan, you know you're only the number two or number three, how do you not let that get to you?
You know what, and that's a good question, because you knowing that you're not going to be the primary guy kind of tends to, what you have to do is overcome that thing. But what it makes you tend to do is say, okay, you guys asking me to basically, I call it just run dummy routes. I'm going to just be clearing it out for the other guys. Basically, I'm never going to get a look. If I get a look, it's never going to come my way. But what you have to do, being a number two guy, I think the number two guy is really the silent killer, because he's the guy that they don't expect. He's the guy that they're going to have single cover. So I think it works two ways, because it allows that when you look at the number two guy, he's not going to get as much attention. So which he's going to come up pretty much with stuff they're not going to expect to happen. He's going to be the surprise to the defense. So I think going in, just like Mark said, I know for what Mark was saying, but I kind of had a chance to live it, because when I was there, I was, you know, I would probably say I was a number two or number three guy, but I think I had to work my way into the offense. I had to become, make my presence known. But once I got there, I think it balanced out, because it's all about getting confidence in the quarterback. And I think once you get the coach's confidence, he doesn't care if you're the one or two guy. If you're getting open and he looks out and sees you open, he's going to take a good shot. And you're going to be the guy he's going to come to.